find you. Good things have finally arrived. It is KiwiRadio.nz with your host Ralphie tonight, streaming on Kiwi Radio as well as upfm.co.nz. We have a wonderful guest today, two people from the Dunedin band called Tomahawk Radio. Imagine this in a studio perched high up on a windswept hill, the kind of full-on place where the trees hunker sideways and the ocean views stretch to Antarctica. A new Dunedin sound is brewing. If it weren't for the four solid walls of Tomahawk Radio's HQ, the melodic strains of guitar, vocal harmonies, and Rhodes piano would be snatched away in the teeth of the southerly gales. Introducing Tomahawk Radio. Welcome to the show there, gents. Brian and Louise, both on the phone with me right now. How's it going, gents?
Hey, Ralphie, how are you? Going well down here.
Well, you know, I had to give you the WWE-style intro, and here we are. Let's get going with the show. Tell us, Brian and Louise, how are you both, and tell us about Tomahawk Radio.
Sure. Hi, Ralphie. Thanks for having us, mate. Yes, so I met Brian through the guitar player and keyboard player, Jeff, maybe 5 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that I have this friend, he's building up the studio up on Tomahawk, and you gotta come over when it's finished and stuff, and yeah, and I don't know, I just came over and started jamming with them, and yeah, because how long were you guys already playing together
before? Yeah, well, we were probably playing about 5 or 6 or 7 years before that. Jeff and I got introduced to Jeff, he moved down from Auckland, and I got introduced to him, and we just started jamming. And at that time, the studio wasn't what it is now, which is quite a new modern studio. It was just an old garage, and the wind would howl underneath. It was a roller door, and there'd be lots of static in the PA and things. And we would actually pick up radio stations in the PA, which is where the name came from.
I like it.
It was great. But it was just a Thursday night thing, you know, how these things start with musicians. And, we just started playing. So, we're going to have to get a drummer and stuff. But roll on 8 years, and we got a new studio. And then Jeff introduced me to Lewis, and who fitted like a glove. He's got fantastic guitar grooves and things going on. And then eventually we got also the drummer, Scott, which made the four of us. And the genesis of Tomahawk Radio began, and we would record the practices and continue the writing. So, yeah, that's how it all sort of came together.
Well, that's how the genesis of most excellent bands start. I can recall Radiohead back in the day was called On a Friday. They started off as a garage punk rock band, and some of the initial members sort of grew up together in school. Johnny Greenwood joined them a few years later, but they were called On a Friday and changed their name to Radiohead. So you were once called On a Thursday, and here you are now, Tomahawk Radio. A bit of trivia for anyone that does follow the podcast at kiwiradio.nz. I believe we're up to episode 78 now, which is amazing. But Louise also does an electronic project called Sonic Space Lab, which we really like because we're simulcast tonight on a techno dance station, upfm.co.nz. They've been blasting it. Kiwi Radio has been. So, Louise, you're no stranger to the podcast, but Brian, welcome, sir. And tonight's showcase is all about your wonderful creative project here called Tomahawk Radio. We're going to start off with the first song of the three-song set. Tell us about Missiles.
Yeah, well, Missiles is really about, it's kind of a disconnect, between sometimes what's in our heads and the real world. You know, you can get a bit lost sometimes and feel like you're being dragged through all these emotions that aren't quite real, or you don't really know. So, missiles, there's kind of missiles going off in your head all the time, but may not be in the real world. So, it's just kind of dealing with that. And,
cool.
That's really it.
I like the artwork too. Speaking of Radiohead earlier, it reminds me of the artwork from Paranoid Android kind of era. Was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Or where did you get that artwork of the missiles? Because, you know, I like it when albums are quite, animation and stuff. I like it personally. But, yeah, where'd you get the artwork?
The artwork was actually made by our guitar player, Jeff.
Woo!
He took the job of like, okay, I'll figure out some covers and I'll send you guys some stuff and then we can go from there and decide.
Nice.
So, yes, I also really liked it as well. It has this cool feel, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of OK Computer. You know how they piece together like little... remember that album had like an airplane and things like that, and it was all mishmashed, and I don't know, just that art style reminded me of that. But anyways, let's get to the song. The song is called Missiles. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Tune into KiwiRadio.nz, and my co-host has unofficially joined me for the evening. He is under the age of 2, so we're trying to give him minimum wage, but it's actually his bedtime. So good night, my son. And we'll get back to the show right now. He's been taken away. Gentlemen, this is what you do when you're doing a weekly podcast and you're a dad as well. So yeah, that's what we do. And speaking of great, we're all about dreaming, and Dreamers is the next song, or Dreamer. You're living the dream, gents. You're creating music, you've recorded it, and we're enjoying it. So off to the next song, Dreamer. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Dreamer's an interesting song. I had a friend who was a drummer in a previous band, and he was just like the biggest light you'd ever imagine. He was like so such a positive dude, you know. So he was the type of guy that, you know, when you're playing gigs, he would stand up at the end of it. He was the drummer, and sort of raise his arms and go, yeah, like that. So Dreamer's about him, really, and he was just so into music. He was a music reviewer and, a drummer, and just sort of really just about his passion for music. And getting carried away. So yeah.
Yeah, and it's the song it's the first song that will be on the album that is going to be released by the end of May. That's what we're planning for. And the title of the album is Dreaming with a View. So yeah, we're still dreamers as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
Nice, and your guitarist is already in the art studio thinking of concepts. I do like it that you've got all hands on deck on this project as well. You know, the fact that you've got the music down right, and also you're not using, you know, stock images. You're actually putting a bit of artistry in the images as well. You can check out Tomahawk Radio on their Bandcamp, tomahawkradio.bandcamp.com, and support them by buying a few purchases there. And also there'll be other links on places like Spotify where you can search Tomahawk Radio. Shall we play the song, gents?
Yeah,
that'll be great, yeah.
And if you could give us a quick plug and say Dreamer playing on Kiwi Radio, that'd be awesome.
This is Dreamer playing on Kiwi Radio.
He's a professional, everybody. Kiwi Radio.
Yeah.
Dinner by the band Tomahawk Radio. Go check them out at Tomahawk Radio on Bandcamp, on Spotify, and also on their Instagram, tomahawk.radio. We've got two of the gents, Brian and Louise, joining us today. Really loving this, and it's really cool music, guys. So congratulations on that. Someone just took a photo of me and my son who just crashed the podcast earlier, and it's so cute. It's so cute. I might just post it up on our Instagram as well. What do you reckon? I think that'll be a bit of fun. Put some personality into our social media. So yeah, check out instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz, and I'll post that a bit later. He was actually hoping for, speaking of Dreamer, he dreams of like trucks and diggers all the time, and he came into the room and he was like digger 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 because he saw three screens. So yeah, he was hopeful. So maybe if he's listening back to this in the future, what's your advice for the little man?
Some advice in terms of to dream,
yeah.
Never stop dreaming. That would be my advice.
Lots of things.
I'm very glad that you liked it, Ralphie. We put a lot of work on the songs, especially, well, Brian and Jeff, they were playing them like 7 years before I came into the band.
Wow.
And I just love them as well. They're like, yeah, it's just, they're both great songwriters. They're the main songwriters in the band, but Scott and I, we also come in and we make it great. I hope so.
Absolutely, yeah.
I hope it's a four-way
thing, you know. They amplify it massively, you know. So the original ideas to what the end result is vastly different. So, no, it's definitely a four-way thing.
Yeah, and I love how the album will show how diverse the sound is, and it's probably because Jeff is originally from Canada.
Nice.
I'm from Venezuela. And Scott and Brian, well, they're both from the South Island. So we have this kind of weird mix of kind of sounds there, I think.
Yeah, it's got a Fijian origin as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite multinational.
I like it because then you can pick from the different sort of regions of the world, and sort of the bands that you all grew up with are slightly different because of the regional differences. That's really cool. And the album itself sounds amazing. Now, it was mastered in Abbey Road Studios, obviously through the internet, and you were lucky to work with mastering engineer Andy Walter, who's worked with such greats as David Bowie, Jimmy Page, and Radiohead, as mentioned earlier. So it does sound pretty cool as a record. And it looks like
Thank
that
you.
Studio,
Thank
I'm just looking
much.
At your photos now on your Instagram, instagram.com/tomahawk.radio, and there's some really cool photos of the band hanging out in Sublime Studio, just looking really cool. I'm kind of nerding out at all the gear, so for all the gear nerds out there, maybe you want to say you can both answer this. What's your secret, what has been your secret weapon or gadget or toy for the most recent records or songs?
Okay. For me, I can say it would be a guitar pedal, the Blues Driver. That's kind of my clean sound, but it's kind of quite distorted. And yeah, for me, that's kind of what, I don't know, that's kind of part of the sound.
Yeah.
For the guitar, it's that one. Yeah.
The big thing about Sublime is the live sound, and so they've got this massive Soundcraft disc.
Capturing the live sound, the live energy of the band there.
Ooh,
that's kind of
I like
that's
that.
What we wanted.
Ooh, yeah.
So you're not you're not an editing band. You really just rehearse, and do you play to a click?
Yeah. Yes,
we did.
Okay.
Sometimes we have the click figured out in our studio, but as soon as you play with the same click on a different setting, it was like, this feels a bit slow. So we had to kind of, you know,
a few takes back and forth to adjust that micro level, and But it turned out really well. Scott's great at starting, you know, with the clinic, yeah, and then he can move off it, so it's got you more human feel to it.
Yeah, because we do feel like the clinic is just a guide, kind of. Mm. You know, we're humans. We're not going to be perfect, like playing perfectly to a clinic, like quantized. But it's just a guide, so we don't kind of get too loose.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just great. Tom Howard and Steve there capturing the live energy of the band and giving their suggestions. Why don't you guys try this or try that? That was awesome. And the wine is great as well. I love it.
It's just such an experience. You know, you look around the walls of there. It's not really like a studio, although they've got all the gear, and it's not digital gear. It's the real gear, so it's not cheap, that gear. And I think it comes through in the recording. It's really kind of beautiful sound.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you heard it here on KiwiRadio.nz. Definitely the secret sauce was the wine. So, yeah, well, there's inspiration in that. Absolutely. Well, what's next for the band, gentlemen?
Well, we're going to be playing... mainly here in Dunedin. We're trying to get some dates closer in the South Island. We would love to go to the North Island as well, but we're in the works. But after this, we're going to be releasing probably another single, which is one of our favorite songs. I'm not going to talk that much about it now, but the album is definitely coming in the next couple of months. And yes, you will hear more about us definitely in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we're
exciting.
To expand. So,
yes, we have some things that are already being talked, like playing in other cities, but we cannot talk about it yet because they're not kind of written in stone. So, as soon as we know, we'll let everybody know and we'll post everything on our social media. Profile.
Yeah, and I hope you have a whole bunch of emails to all the press outlets out there, because you can definitely keep my email as one of them, and we'll do what we can to plug Tomahawk Radio. So, really cool name, really cool music.
Yeah,
love it. And I love hearing Kiwi music that have grunty rock riffs and a wonderful singer. So, that's what you have. And it sounds beautiful. Tell us about the third and final song for today's showcase, The Phone Rings. Whose phone rung? Who was ringing? Tell us all.
Well, The Phone Rings is kind of a bit of a mishmash of things, but it's really about that sort of moment sometimes in breakups when you're younger, where you're sort of not quite sure what's on the other end. You're not quite sure whether you should be phoning or not. And, yeah, just really about all those emotions that go on when you phone, when you're probably not sure and you don't know who's going to pick up. So, got to break up, but
I think,
loosely.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can get kind of very connected to this. We've all been through it. Should I call? Should I not call? Is it too soon? And, but... I do know that back in the day, before there were phones, like cell phones, you had to call that girl's house and you didn't know if her father was going to answer the phone.
Or another guy.
Worse, if the dad picks up and he pretends to leave but listens on another line.
That's true, man.
Do you think, going back to those memories of dating, I don't know what your marital status is, gentlemen, or if you even want to disclose that, but how do you think the dating scene is from those days where you had to ring now, essentially?
What's the difference? I don't know. I haven't dated in a long time.
I'm married as well, happily.
Yeah,
me too. It's so great to be in a stable, married relationship.
I think it is a bit crazy out there, though. You know, it's like the the advent of the internet allows you to be someone else, and then to be someone else.
Kind of a lottery. I think the term is catfished. It's so easy. And I don't know where it's going to go as well, because catfished is going to be on like hyper mode in the future with like deep fakes and stuff. You could probably change your voice tone or something, you know, maybe sound make you sound more Barry White. Now,
And with this, like AI, you can send this beautiful love letter or like emails or messages to someone just with ChatGPT. Like, can you write a poem in this way?
What's GPT? What's GPT? You mentioned GPT. What's that?
ChatGPT. It's this software. It's this AI software that people have been using for writing essays, even songs. I think.
Oh my God!
You know Nick Cave.
Yeah.
Nick Cave has been receiving a lot of songs written by AI, by his fans. Yes, and he's like, please stop doing this. Like, this is not a human that has feelings. You need feelings to be able to write a song. You do not a machine to do it.
It reminds me of conversations I've had in the past. And people teasing techno musicians, you know, they're like, you're not a musician, you play with drum machines. It's like, dude, the song doesn't write itself. You still got to write the patterns on the drum machine. But
someone still has to do it.
But you're right. The future of songwriting may be an AI. And I've heard of stories where, you know, the AI is picking the most common words on charted songs and then creating new concepts and new verses and things like that. Even now, I'm playing with certain VSTs and VST plugins where my favorite kind of AI would be mastering AI, where you can, you know, it will listen to a source material and then it will spit out an EQ setting or something that's very similar. That's good, because that's still, you know, it's like having an assistant, but it's not the creative part that's being AI.
I do use something similar, which is a module called EQ Match. Like, if I did a recording one night on the microphone or the guitar and I want to redo it, but it doesn't match the old one, I do apply that one. Because once you record something, I believe, like, that's it. And I've been trying to work my way around it instead of trying to emulate the sound again, just work around it. That's the, you know, commit to it, and that's it.
Yeah, reminds me
But it's hard.
Reminds me of Dave Grohl saying in an interview for Foo Fighters how he likes keeping all the warts and all, because that, especially as a rock band, you know, if the drummer sways a little bit and things like that, that's the humanity of it. What's your take on it, Brian? Absolutely. What's your take on it, Brian? Do you like perfection or do you like warts and all?
I like warts and all because there's real flavors in there. It's kind of like, it's what happened at the time. And that's really interesting, and people pick up on that. They don't want perfection. Otherwise, you know, it is robots.
Yeah.
And I don't want the emotion there. That was, can be anything.
And for the robots listening to the podcast in the future, especially when they're self-replicating intelligence, what's your message for those robots in 2050?
Well, I think they should be making mistakes and building new robots.
We should be sci-fi writers, gentlemen. I like this. I like this conversationalist style when we get to the podcast. I usually like to throw in a conversationalist section where we're just hanging out in the living room, and that's what we've done tonight with Tomahawk Radio. We'd love to chat to you even more, but it would be hours of content, and I'm sure you're busy in the studio and doing your thing. Louise, it was great hearing from you again. And by the way, for people that are listening in right now, Louise and I actually met off air in Auckland, and that was really fun, and we had some really cool chats near the beach side, and kind of wish I bought my microphone, but you know, that's that, sometimes you don't need that, you just need to enjoy the moment. But I want to say, Louise, that was a really cool night. We saw a really awesome sunset. And what are your memories of Auckland for anyone that's listening in Auckland right now? What do you want to tell the Aucklanders of what they have, and you know, what's good with Auckland?
I love Auckland, I must say. I've been living in Dunedin for 8 years now, and I was never able to be in Auckland for a kind of more than a day. And I also have to tell you, Ralphie, I really enjoyed when we met. Thank you for showing me around, you know, because I was just there for like four or five days with my partner and my brother-in-law, kind of just doing touristy stuff. But yeah, that place you showed us, you don't see it that often on the tourism kind of brochures, and I must say that it was lovely, and I'm very keen to do it again, man.
No worries. I am thinking of starting my own tourism company. And the place, by the way, if you're ever in Auckland, was Takapuna Beach. Because when I heard that Louise was doing all the regulars, such as Kelly Tarleton's and the museum, and there's nothing wrong with that, Sky City, whatever. But I was like, you know what? You need a local to show you around. And yeah, it was just a really good night. And it's one of those nights that kind of sticks with me, you know, like I'll be an old man and I'll be like, I remember Louise from Sonic Space Lab. Yeah. And Tomahawk Radio. We had a good yarn that night, and that was fun. What about you, Brian? Any memories of Auckland up here?
Yeah, I used to live out there, and I would live out in the Waitakeries, and so Karikari was the one for me. I do a bit of surfing and just love the sort of tempest sort of atmosphere out there. It's just absolutely stunning. That West Coast bush is just like another world. It's just fantastic. So, I love Auckland. It's just great.
Ah, that's awesome. Beautiful. Well, we'll hope to see you both again and hopefully meet Brian. Now, you guys must have quite a following, because I like to have the analytics up on one of the windows. And tonight we have, get ready for it, 34 unique listeners from three countries. Starting off with Chicago in USA. Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. We also have the Australians in Melbourne. We have Sydney and Brisbane lit up here. And when we get to New Zealand, we've got Auckland here, Christchurch and Dunedin. So you're all here to check out Tomahawk Radio, and so be it, because they are amazing. And it's been a great moment. It's the end of the show, though, so we will play.
Yeah, well, I think that's awesome. Thanks for having us on. It's been a real treat.
I've done this before. We were 78 episodes in. I've done this before where we have a really good yarn, and then I forget to play the final song. I'm not going to do it tonight because I've got the memory. I've got the memory pills. I don't know. The song is called The Phone Rings. The band is called Tomahawk Radio. I've been speaking to Brian and Louise. Gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure.
It's been likewise.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. That's awesome.
All right. Well, you take care and stay cool, stay creative. That is the plug for today's wonderful guest. And that's been the show. KiwiRadio.nz. Simulcast on upfm.co.nz. Love you for listening. We're here every week, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Signing off now. Have a wonderful time.
The phone rings, it's too late. I know you. Tonight, through all the foolish years,
Radio.nz. That was Tomahawk Radio with The Phone Rings. And who's going to be on the phone with us next week? Well, we have a bit of Bird Machine coming up in the show. Will Saunders is in coming up at some point. JT plus Agnostics. Roger Skinner, now he's an award-winning songwriter from New Zealand, found him busking, and he's actually got some really cool original sort of countryana stuff. So Roger Skinner will be in the show at some point. Monolith, Dolphin Friendly, and many more. And if you want to be part of the show, hit me up as a direct message. The only social media I use at the moment is Instagram, which is instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Now, it is set on private because we don't want the AIs annoying me. There is a lot of spam on social media, isn't there? You know? So, yeah, we just want to make sure that you're real and you're a real person that we can connect with. So when you are sending me a message or adding me as a friend, just let me know that you're actually listening to kiwiradio.nz and prove somewhat that you're a real person. But otherwise, we'd love to socially connect. Would like to thank a few sponsors of the podcast. Every week we get sponsored by AucklandMamamarket.co.nz. It's a boutique market that runs gigs in Auckland and have local stallholders having goods for 0 to 5 year olds, and we've got a really cool gig coming up this weekend in Browns Bay. I'll be playing some covers. There'll be movies at the beach, because the beach will be nearby. So Shrek and Mamma Mia is playing, and I'll be playing covers as well. So it's by the Starbucks and things like that, Browns Bay stage. You can't miss it. Just look it up. We'll be there from 4 to 7 p.m. Only thing that I have to announce, it is weather dependent. So remember, if it starts to rain, we will likely not be there. But otherwise, if the sun is shiny, make sure you tell all your friends to come to Browns Bay this Saturday, 15th of April 2023, 4 to 7 p.m. That'll be a great time. Another sponsor of the show is RebellionGaia.com. They are a really cool video game that you need to check out if you have Steam. And we'd also like to thank all the people supporting us and chucking like $2 a month, $5 a month when they join as a member. In fact, if you join as a member of the website, you get instant access to additional podcasts, MP3 downloads, and so much more. We want to thank our big sponsors of monthly donations to people like MDWH Anarchy, and all sorts of other wonderful people there. Did I miss anyone? We have had a few new signups, so I want to say, oh yeah, thank you also to John T. And if I've missed saying who you were, I'm really sorry. But yeah, thank you so much. It really does help support the independent radio service, because we do this for the passion, we do this for the community, and we are so blessed with the amount of talent that has been coming on the show each and every week. You can check out free downloads of the show on the front page of kiwiradio.nz. We are up to episode 78, which is today. And that's the plug. I'm Ralphie. You can check out my music at ralphie.bandcamp.com. That's R-A-L-P-H-E. Remember to check out our guest for today, Tomahawk Radio. They are also on Bandcamp. Tomahawk is spelled T-O-M-A-H-A-W-K Radio. So tomahawkradio.bandcamp.com. Send them a message there and tell them you heard them on this podcast. Well, it's the show. Do well. Yeah, we did do well today. And I'm not even feeling blue about the post-long weekend. I'm feeling great. Are you? Did you get enough chocolate this Easter? And let's just hope the next long weekend comes to us very soon. But otherwise, enjoy your slightly shorter week this week. I'm your host, Ralphie. Stay cool and stay creative. Goodbye.
Cheche, Christchurch.
This is FFM.